Blog Talk Radio.
Extremeness is here. XOHL, a view from the blue line. Sponsored in part by the Extreme Online Hockey League.com. Special co-host weekly. Call in show. Come hear the hits, the stats, the rumors, and the hot topics. Come be a blue liner. Let's be extreme.
Yo.
You think you're going to get picked up?
No.
You're on the air right now live. You got a chance to talk to the two captains. You have the most attention of all the players in the league. You have started the whole craze of get good, Eichel.
Uh-huh. Or now get fucking good.
Oh, it's get fucking good now. Because apparently you've gotten good, but now you have to go up that next level of getting fucking good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are you going to say to these two captains to make sure one of them picks you up?
Nothing. If they want to, they can. If not, it's all good.
You think your GM down is going to pick you up on his team? Will you be butthurt if your GM doesn't select you?
I think it would be best for him not to, so I can he can see other talent in the league for next year.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, as always, unless you're going to try something
fitting.
A little different. So here are the rules, boys. 2 minutes between each pick. You'll announce it live on the air. We shouldn't take too long. There's three rounds. I don't know if you two can see the draft board that is up on the Google Doc. Can you see that? Is that okay? You see everything?
Yeah.
From that list that is up on the draft board, you get to choose anybody on that list for the first two rounds. And then in the third round, you can take anybody you want in the league, the third team all-star. Anyone you choose.
Do we have to stick to the position, or can we take someone that's playing center to play right wing or something?
It's up to you. You're building your team. It's your team. If you feel that somebody that you're picking up is going to play a different position for you, you do have to call who it is and what position they will be playing for you. And, of course, in the third round, it's free reign, whoever you want to pick up. Hint, Lacar 22. Woo! So basically we'll do the first team all-star. That will be the team that will play the first game of the best of three series. And then we'll pick your second team all-star. They will play the second game of the series. And if need be, your random picks in the third will play in the third game against there. So, unfortunately, not everybody may not get picked off this draft board, but it's a good chance for those people that are out who didn't get nominated for a spot on the All-Star draft board to be picked up. And I'll tell you what, that person who's picked last tonight, the last person to get the last pick in the entire draft, will indeed win a new car. No, I'm going to give them 5,000 gambling points. $5,000 to that gentleman or lady who gets picked last. So,
did you hear that, Eichel?
There you go. So everybody who got bailed out, it's a chance to pick up. So are you guys ready to rock this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yep.
Okay, so now we have to decide who's going to have first pick. So I would like you to take a dick pic, send it to lacara22@gmail.com. Whoever is not circumcised will go pick first. You got 5 minutes to send the email. Go. No, I'm just kidding, obviously. And I'm serious. I don't want to see your penis, okay? Well, looks like I think Direwolf, what's it, age before beauty? I think we'll let the old man Mab go first. What do you think? You okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
He's okay with that. He's going to be a gentleman. So, ladies and gentlemen, the first
second pick. No. I'm giving him first
pick. You
want
second pick?
Yeah. Where would the young pup go?
By the way, it's a snake-style draft with two people. So he's going to give the first pick up to you. What a man. What a gentleman.
Is it a
call me a young
pup
or
doing
like that?
It's not a snake-style. There's only two of you. You'd have to have more than two to make it any kind of off with. It's just going to confuse me. We'll keep it first pick, second pick. Just easy. Confusing. I thought you guys were on the same team, so less confusing. So I'm gonna put the Google Doc for all you out there in the community to view. If you haven't seen it, I've put the doc up like several times, so I will put it up there again for you guys to view that as they're picking, and we'll try to I'll try to keep it as updated as best as I can. And as you all heard, breaking news: Maverick has decided to forego his old man first pick to go with the second pick. So we'll leave King Direwolf. First pick.
Just before they pick, Lagar, you wanna take a guess on who you think their first picks are gonna be?
I think he's gonna go with you. I think he really loves you.
I want me to tell you who Matt's first pick's gonna be.
Yeah. You don't have to pick the positions in order. You can pick whatever
position
you want.
I think it'll be Williams that'll go. It'll definitely be Boston player to go first.
So, would you predict Willie going with Mav? I don't know. I don't know. And by the way, there is a new rule to this season. I think I mentioned it to you guys. You do not play unless it needs to be an emergency to fill in. So, you can pick your team as is. I think I told you guys that. You don't play unless you got to fill a spot in. So you can pick a full roster. So you pick all your positions in one alternate for each team, and if that alternate doesn't show, you guys can squeeze yourself in there to make a full line. So the floor is yours, King Direwolf. You're on the clock. What do you got?
I think I'm going to go with the guy that scored the most goals this season on me. So I want a guy that can get the puck in the net. So I'll go with Hones Rule.
Oh, boo.
There it is.
Oh, so you're going to take Hones Rule, and I'm sure you're going to obviously take him in his left wing position. There you have it, Hones Rule. Congratulations, sir. Apparently, King Direwolf has a boner for you.
For you.
I don't want the goals on the other side.
All right, Mav, can you do better than that?
Well, obviously I can. I'm going with the freak himself, A1 Freak.
A1 Freak. Ooh, that's actually interesting. So you're going to be playing him at center, I'm assuming?
Yep.
And if hopefully he'll show up for you. Just going to remind him to show up. He doesn't have internet, I don't think. You have to call him on the phone or, you know, send him a PM on the Xbox, because you have to pull and drag him there, so hopefully he'll show up for you. Over to you. You're on the clock, King Direwolf.
I think I'm going to go with Smitty from Boston.
Smitty, center?
The goalie.
Smitty the goalie. Ooh, you're gonna play him, and that's probably pretty big pick there. I figured he'd go first round, so congratulations, you Smitty, first team all-star, buddy. To be expected, obviously. Okay, the clock is on you, Mav. Clock is on. Who's he gonna pick? I don't know. Who's he gonna pick? DeKronik, maybe. He's already got a center there. So he needs to ping some wingers. He needs a defenseman. Maybe he's gonna go D. He's gonna go goalie. You're still there, right, Mav? I think we lost Mav.
Oh no.
Uh oh. Well, we've lost Mav. So let's see if we can get him back. Until then. Who do you think he's going to pick? Who do you think he's going with, Eichel?
I don't know. He shocked me with that first pick. I don't really know where he's going to go with it.
Yeah, I was quite shocked. I mean, the A1 Freak, that kind of threw it out there. You know, I was a little shocked by that one. But what do you think, King? What do you think he's going to take here?
I think he's going to go Williams or DeKronik. I don't know which one, but...
Well, Dax is center, unless he plans on playing Dax somewhere else.
Yeah.
But... Williams is, I would suspect Williams will probably be on the board, in my opinion. So, while we're here, we got you on the air. We have GM and owner of New Jersey, and you guys are having a better week this week, aren't you?
Damn right we are.
Yeah, and we talked about it on the show, I believe. Looks like we got him back on the air, but we'll finish this topic of discussion. It looks like... You guys, Eichel called it on the radio show Sunday night. You said you're going to make a better show, and I know you did some ass-kicking to Montreal this week, so congratulations, you guys. Hope you guys continue the great play, and you deserve a good week, so hopefully it picks up for you. Is that you, Mav? You back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, welcome back, sir. Welcome back. That must be that connection.
No,
all right, buddy, you're on the clock.
Application. Yeah, I'm going to take Somni on defense.
Somni.
Ooh, Animal Mop.
Yes, sir. He played lefty or right D4. I can't remember. I think he
lefty.
Plays anyone. What do you want? There it is. Lefty, Somni.
Whatever, yeah.
All right, you're on the clock, King Direwolf. This is throwing me right off here. It's not who I thought.
Yeah, I don't know where to go.
I'm way off here.
Let me think here.
You're on the clock. You're on the clock. I should have my Jeopardy music going here, but I don't. I'll do this now. This is the. It seems very conspicuous kind of draft, so we'll play this song.
Yeah, that's perfect music.
You know what?
For this kind of draft.
If he's not going where I think he's going to go, I'll take Williams.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Williams is showering Holmes Rule tonight.
He will not be showering Holmes Rule, or won't be showering Maverick tonight. Willie will be showering King Direwolf. So, congratulations to Willie. First team All-Star. Exceptional right winger. And, yeah, so that's actually a pretty good pickup. I think you'll do quite well with him. So, MX 12, head to Team Wolf. Clock's on you, Mav.
All right, I'm going with Legacy on the left.
Legacy, picking up a couple teammates there from Nashville. Maybe does this mean Mav really wants to play in Nashville? It's hard to say, right? So Legacy, another good pickup. He will be playing over, and I'm just going to see if I can find him on the list here. Right winger, I think.
Left.
No, Legacy's a left winger, Lazar.
Why can't I find him on my list here?
Left wing.
Oh, there he is.
At the bottom.
There he is, right there. The Legacy. You're heading over to Team Mav, buddy. I think he secretly wants to play for Nashville. Trade offers, please. Or do you, King Direwolf? Legacy heads over to.
This
is totally not
going
the way I expected.
Legacy is playing left, by the way.
Who for lefty?
Bieksa.
Bieksa. That's X3. You're heading over to Team Wolf.
Oh, he went really early. I didn't suspect him to go that early. That's way off the board.
Yeah, no Rabid Wolverine up there yet.
No.
What about you, Mav?
First, Legacy is playing left wing, not right wing.
Left wing? Okay, my bad. My bad. We'll fix that right up for you. And who would be your... I'll fix that once you pick your right wing, so we'll know that's it's there. All right, go ahead. What do you got?
I will go with Rabid Wolverine on defense.
There
of course
is.
You will. Wait for somebody to pick him up. Of course he's a first team All-Star. So Rabid Wolverine. You heard the Rab. Traded by New Jersey. He must have been drunk when he did it. But here we go. I think
absolutely.
You traded him, didn't you?
Yeah, I was hammered.
So Rabid Wolverine head to Team Mav. Time for the Wolf.
I'll go to New Jersey with this one and take Shepherd at right D.
Shepherd,
a.k.a.
Going.
Taylor Swift's official boyfriend.
Oh, really? He's dating Taylor Swift?
Yeah, Shep's dating Taylor Swift. You didn't know that?
I really thought he was gay, actually, but let's move on. Team Maverick.
I'll go with Holmes on the right wing, a teammate. teammate Tuli in LG and XOHL. MN Holmes on the right.
MN Holmes. That's good. We'll have somebody streaming that first game. Good stuff. MN Holmes, he does the streaming. So, congratulations, Holmes. You're going to hang out with Team Mav. This is going to be make for an interesting game, this first game. I'm interested to see how this goes. So, keep it up, boys. Building some depth in this first team All-Stars. What do you got, Wolfman?
I think I'll go to Winnipeg and go with Jay Resnick at center.
Jay Resnick, of course you
Jay
are.
Jay Resnick, that is
easy.
A hell of a pickup, having
a sensational
season so far.
Respectable guy, can put the puck in the net. Yeah, he's having a great season this year, so congratulations to you. You are going to, you're heading off to Team O. All right, we're down to the wire.
Let's cut that out.
We got a goalie left for Team Mav.
I'm going with
Team
Wolf. Freak of Nature.
Last pick for their horse. Who?
Freak of Nature.
Freak of Nature. You're going to take Freak of Nature for goalie. Wow, that's surprising. So Freak
don't
of Nature,
you feel like, Ricardo, this is like the 1 year of this draft that you don't see the people getting picked where they're supposed to be getting picked?
Well, I mean, you've got Holmes Rule there. I expected Holmes Rule to be there. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Holmes Rule, Williams.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but some of the other, like Bieksa, I didn't see going that high, or freaking nature. Didn't expect him to go that high.
Maybe they know something. Maybe these two guys know something we don't. I mean, there are people out there smarter than us, bud.
Nobody picks Seabass. He's horrible.
No, Seabass is not on the draft board, but he may get picked up in the third team. Ladies and gentlemen, we have your alternates for the first team All-Star. Will they be? Who would you like to pick up there?
So do we got to pick one alternate per team?
Well, alternates you can kind of interchange for when you need it. So it's really four
that
alternates.
That sucks for them.
they're guys that didn't quite I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll leave the alternates to the last. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'd say that, one alternate
for
the whole
to you guys?
Squad.
Let's do that. We'll pick six alternates for the last six picks. So let's move on. Second team All-Star. That's a very good point. Thank you for bringing that up. Second team All-Star. Of course, Freak of Nature was the last one to be picked. So the clock turns over to you, King Direwolf. Do you guys want to switch it up? Do you want Mav to pick first this time? You can switch it up. You guys want to do that?
I think Mav should have this one to start the second
round. Let's go Mav first pick on this one. Go ahead, Mav.
All right. I'm going with the Ploop at center.
Ooh, the Ploop. Now,
the
see,
Ploop.
I think the Ploop should have been first round, but that's just my opinion. At least he's going to get to play. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ploop. Ploop. I just got a hard-on for the Ploop, though. I mean, I'm biased in my sexual hard-ons there, so. Love you, Ploop. Love you. All right, the Ploop, turning it over to you. Oh.
Oh.
Here we go, Ploop. Ploop's up. You're going to Team Mav, Team Wolf. What's going on, buddy? You still with us? Uh-oh. Oh,
did we lose him now?
There he is. He's back. Welcome back, buddy.
Yeah.
Damn, Ross, any connection?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's not a connection. They just they cut me off. They're like, you don't have funds, so.
Let's see.
You went...
All your Skype funds right now. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll go Marchesaurus there.
Marchesaurus.
Going goaltender. Marchesaurus going goaltender. So you heard we're going to save the alternates to the end. You heard that part, did you?
Yep.
All right, cool. Just to make it a little bit even for the rest of people. Why is this all fucked up? There's Marchesaurus right there. There's your pick. Marchesaurus going second team All-Star goaltender. Congratulations, sir. Next up, Mav, it's all you, buddy. You're on the clock. Lots of good names
with,
out there.
With Bolts on left wing.
Bolts. Bolts on left wing.
Bolts.
Bolts on left wing. All right. You're on the clock, buddy. Go, Direwolf.
I think I will go with Twisted Dreams at center.
Twisted Dreams. Now there's okay, all right. Somebody coming over from Dallas. That's cool. We got a Dallas player on the board. Good. I'm playing really well this week, by the way. Good job to Dallas. Playing well the last 2 weeks. Look out, this is the team to watch.
They're having a hell of a week. I need them to start losing some fucking games.
Yeah, us too. I mean, everybody does. They're hot right now. They're the hottest team in the ice right now. Okay, what about you, Mav?
I'll go with Dio on defense.
Who? D1?
Who?
Dio Medes, whatever this name is.
Yep, D1.
Montreal.
Montreal's first D1. Player, and I believe he plays lefty, if I'm not mistaken. I think he can play both, actually. But D1, congratulations. First Montreal Canadian up on the board. Attaboy, D1. Over to you, Wolfman.
I think I'll go lefty, and I'll go with Jim from Flies.
Attaboy, Jim from Flies. Attaboy, Jim. Jim's like, I think he came on earlier. He's like, what the fuck? How did I make the draft board? That's because you didn't play a lot of forward. It's because you didn't play a lot of forward this season, buddy. That's why. Moving on. Team Mav. It looks like we almost got the defense locked up here.
Yep.
And what do we got to have here? So we're getting close to the second team All-Star. Question is, will they go pick up the rest of the guys in the draft board?
Undershot kid on the left wing. Undershot kid.
Undershot kid. Oh, my gosh. I hear this guy in chat box all the time. Why ain't you talking about me in the radio? I'm awesome. Undershot kid. Going to be playing some... you going to put him at right wing?
Yep.
All right. He's going to play some right wing for... We're going to be playing him for some right wing for a little bit of Maverick there. So, he likes cold showers and warm towels. Okay? Moving on. Over to you, buddy.
I think I will go with the French connection, and I'll get sick QC.
The QC, another Dallas player.
Yeah,
wow.
Ooh, maybe he's trying to set up a Dallas line for his second game.
Sick QC. And you're going to put him at right wing, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Gary Lee Murray was nominated. And sick QC, going over. Maybe he's got friends with Dallas over there. Maybe he's trying to tell you something, Michael. All right. Obviously, you didn't help him build this draft board because this actually looks like a fairly good team, buddy. All right, moving on, Maverick.
I'll go with You Can't Beat Three.
You Can't Beat Three.
Another Montreal Canadian.
Another Montreal Canadian, indeed.
And the brothers. Have we ever had a brother duo make an All-Star team in this league of lacrosse?
So, I don't think so. I think this is the first time in history that we've had every head family on the same line, same team. So, the only person missing from this line, Affirm Data, is the missing link there. Affirm Data.
Yeah, Affirm Data.
So, it would be in your best interest right now to pick up Affirm Data. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Go Wolf. I don't know if he plays left wing or not.
No, I'll leave him for the brothers. I'll go Dustison 91 at left wing.
Dustison 91 heading over to left wing.
Dustison.
Wolf. Good pickup. Very good pickup. Solid. Old Drito. Drito. 02191. He hates that. All right. Back over to Mav. What do you got for me, Mav?
First, got to change on the top kid on right on D. Yeah.
You got him, so you need a goalie.
I know. But on D, you put Undershot Kid instead of You Can't Beat Three.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Find him on my list here. But you can still pick while I fix this. There's You Can't Beat Three.
That's going to sound weird coming from me and him chirping each other in the chat box every day. I'm going with Rap God and Net.
Rap God!
The rap is gone in the second round.
Wow, that's...
The most hated man in the XOHL has been drafted.
The most hated man in the community. Oh, this definitely deserves at least a breaking news. Okay, hold on.
Oh, please do it. Please. Oh, this seems it big time. Oh, Rap God. I hope he's listening in. That'd be even better.
That's right, folks. Breaking news here on the Blue Line. XOHL All-Star Series. Team Maverick chooses. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm saying these words. Second round All-Star team.
Rap God.
First gamer tag name change in history besides Eichel 9. That's my opinion. Had to change his gamer tag because everybody knew him as the bad boy Miller, right? The Mr. Racist himself. But
yeah.
Rap God, congratulations. Second team All-Star. Breaking news. That's the big news of the day right there. Moving over to you, Team Wolf. Can you make the news better? Hard to say. Can you shock us like Mav did? Mav just... I'm speechless. I don't know what to say.
I don't show a
do
lot
got,
of love,
buddy?
But I'll go Iceman at right D.
Oh, there it goes again, Lacrosse.
Oh, there it goes again.
And again. Iceman is the worst defenseman ever.
That's all right. He can keep the team in line.
He's a fucking coach.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Big update here on XOHL live from the blue line. Iceman 9, first ever All-Star game. He was in the last year just because he was a captain. But ladies and gentlemen, or in the year before, but Iceman 9 makes the All-Star team. I can't believe I'm saying Iceman and All-Star in one word.
And not playing right wing. He's playing right D.
No Down syndrome dangling, no nothing. No offense to all those Down syndrome people out there, okay? But you got to see this guy try to dangle. There you have it, second round All-Star team.
Oh, my gosh.
Now this is where it's going to get interesting. Are they going to pick up from the people remaining on the board? Or are they going to pick somebody completely different? Here's an interesting fact before we move on. We still got some really big names out there. Smitty, leading scorer in the league right now, or is top scorer in the league, has not been picked up. The first two All-Star teams. So the question is, will one of these two pickups, Smitty, or Tretiak, top scorer, and he's not picked up, right up there neck and neck with Holmes Rule? That's the question. So, well, we'll bring it back to where we were. I'm going to give first pick back to King Direwolf just for picking up Iceman. Just because.
Yeah, that was huge.
We'll be talking about that from weeks to come. So here we are. We've got the third team All-Star. Then we're going to pick our six alternates. They'll play anywhere you want, whatever you want to do with them. They're just your backup guys. So, third team All-Star, King Direwolf, go with you, buddy.
Just because I got a message this morning from him, I'll go with Shortcut King at center.
Shortcut King.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Now I'm going to have to listen to how awesome he is for days now because he's on the short.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the All-Star team.
Look at how good I am.
That's still right, but we all know what it means. He's not in my database, so makes sense to me. All right, so Shortcut King, you're going. Well, it's nice to see another Habby up there, though. So you've got four Habs up there. Good job. You know where the talent is. All right, Mav. I don't know how you can top that one. Oh, he's up there. Huh? He's in my database. What am I talking about? So, yeah, up to you, Mav. He's going to stick with the list, go with Shortcut King.
I'm actually going to go with Spliff on the wing, left wing.
Q Spliff.
Spliff. Wow.
The Q Spliff.
So you're going to stick with the list, going to go with Q Spliff. I think he's on there, isn't he? Left wing.
Yep.
Yes, he is. Going left wing, Q Spliff. So congratulations to you, Q. You're going to the left wing. All right, over to you, Direwolf. You've shocked us once. Can you do it again?
I think I'm going to go to Boston and take Skullduggery.
Skullduggery? What? You know what? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that I got to do this. Skullduggery is like...
Yeah,
you're getting buzzed.
No, give him another one, please.
Yeah, he's getting another one for that. Skullduggery, no.
Yeah, that's two buzzes.
Yeah, you can take him, but I'm going to buzz you. Skullduggery, where are you going to put him, left or right?
I'm going to put him left.
Put him on lefty. Skullduggery, congratulations. You're going to... Yeah.
Actually, no. Put him right.
Oh, you bastard. Oh, you bastard.
I don't think he can play right D, but okay.
No, he can't. He doesn't want to play right D, but go ahead.
He's going to play right D.
You
want
to switch him or you want to keep him?
No, he's playing right D.
Oh,
yeah, all right.
Just make it a little bit more exciting. You're going to play him out of position. So I'm okay with that. All right.
Skullduggery on an All-Star team. I know Captain must be throwing up in his mouth right now hearing that.
All right, buddy, what do you got for me, Mav? Shocked us once.
I'm going with off the list on the right wing, Dahmer. Dahmer.
Oof.
Dahmer. Ooh.
Dahmer,
yeah,
that's
he didn't
my boy.
Make the original cut because he joined later and he didn't get a nomination, but very smart pickup, I think. You're putting him on the left wing?
Right. He's right wing.
Right wing.
I think so.
Yeah, he's playing right wing. Yeah. Put him on right wing.
Give me a spelling of him. I think it's I-D...
I-D-A-H-M-E-R.
H-M-E-R.
Yeah, it's N-3-R or something like that.
Yeah,
all
right, N-3-R.
Good pickup. That's a smart pickup. And the only reason he didn't make the cut, if he had joined a little earlier in the league before we did the nominations, he probably would have made the board. So, very good pickup there. All right, we still got some big names out there. What's he going to do? Is King Direwolf going to go with somebody's on the board? Still big names out there. You got Dayman kicking around on D. You know, Rap God, he's gone now, of course. I forgot to mark him up. What is he going to do? Jay Habanero, Jay Habby's there. Firm Data, he's there. Dechronic's there. Foxbrook, you want to check? Want to check hot chick on your team? That's the way to go. Actually,
I'm
more
Eichel.
If you want a hot chick, go with
Eichel. Firm Data.
Attaboy.
Firm
Data.
The brothers are off the board.
The brothers are off the board. Affirm Data. I believe he is a right winger. I think he can play both wings, but generally
right.
You want to put him at right. Yep. That's his.
Oh boy.
So Firm Data's gone. This is shaping up to be an interesting night. Here we go. Mav.
I'm going to go with Lucic on defense.
Oh,
Lucic, you can't leave out old Lucic.
If he's
going to show up where he's been complaining, I don't want to play hockey on the weekend. Right, D?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think he plays.
Yeah, I think he said he's going to be out of town that weekend.
Well,
we'll see. That's what you get your alternate.
We're not going to make it to the third game anyway.
Oh! Ooh, the car, you hear that? Ooh!
Has been thrown down. Yes, sir. Caught us the tabernacle. Here we go!
I'm going to go to Jersey with left wing, and I'm going to take Kazar Flex.
Kazar Flex. Wow!
He did it! He did it!
All right, give me a spelling of that, because that sounds fucked.
All right. It is Q-U-A-S-A-R-F-1-E-X-6-9.
Wow, dude. Why do you have to make that so fucked up, dude? All right.
That was fucked up.
It's going with a teammate, a left wing. But he said he's not going to be making it the third game. So here we go. My team Mav.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's,
Wow.
Do you feel in love with that one, Michael?
Speechless.
I think I'm going to go with Shepard on the... Oh, no, he's picked. Oh, never mind.
He's picked. Shepard got picked up.
Yeah, I know.
First team?
I'm looking at the wrong list here. Like,
first team All-Star.
Yeah, I'm going with Dayman on the...
Ooh, the
Dayman.
Of course not. Why wouldn't you not take Dayman on D on that one?
Arguably the man who should have won the Norris last year and was snubbed.
Arguably. Wasn't arguably.
Yeah, I think you should have won it.
Your penis. Move on. Over to you, Wolfman.
I will go to Jersey again, and I'll take the brother, King Manolis.
King Manolis?
Oh, wow.
Man, that's a name I haven't seen in a while. Why are you picking players that, you know, that... Well, never mind. Well, I think there's some conspiracy going on here myself.
Can you put the music back on for a minute?
All right, you want the X-Files music? Here we go.
Put it on.
If you're really trusting Eichel's judgment in drafting, FUD.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
what the hell is going on?
Craziness. All right, Mav. Try not to be weird as these guys.
I'm going with Dechronic at center.
Attaboy, Dechronic at center. Smart pickup. Should have went earlier, in my opinion. Dechronic at center. Sticking with the board. Really isn't veering from the board. All right, we're down to the last two goalies. We got the last two picks. $5,000 for the last pick. Coming up.
I'll go to Montreal and take Kerdog in net.
Dog pal,
Dog pal is in. Kerdog is in. You better hope you don't. There you go, the dog. All right.
This is it.
Last pick, $5,000. Last pick, of the XOHL Season 4 All-Star Series draft goes to Maverick.
I'm going to take from Boston, XX number 9.
XX number 9.
Number 9.
To Boston, XX number 9. Give me a spelling. You win $5,000 too, buddy.
It's XX number 9, XX.
The number 9 or right over the number 9.
I don't think that's the last pick.
That's the last pick?
No, we got
the
alternate pick.
Yeah, but these guys, that was the last pick for the actual team. So congratulations to you, XX number 9X. You were the last active roster guy picked. You're going to win yourself $5,000. I'll add that into your bank tonight. So let's go with your ultimate. You got 6 picks. We'll go back to Mav. You can go back and pick first here, and then we'll just go from there. Mav, go for it, buddy.
For the alternate?
You can play those alternates in any game. At least, yeah, you can play them any game. First, second, or third, wherever you need them.
Can I pick myself?
You can't play. Well, if you can play, if nobody shows up, I mean, chances are you can play, you're going to be playing.
I want to go with.
I'll tell you what. Let's do
this. I'll go with.
You guys want to pick yourself as alternates? That's fair enough. You both have to agree to it, though.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
All right, let's do that. We'll do that first. The first two alternates, I won't even mark them in there because we already know. Will be Mav, will be Wolf, Mav. So there, we got that covered. So you guys can play if you need be. You're there, bingo. It's only fair. You put the two work together. So you got 4 alternates to pick. Let's go.
Starting with me.
Yeah.
We'll go with. Chews and Brews from Boston.
Chews and Brews from the Boston Bruins. Is he on my board here? I think he is, actually.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is. He did. Chews and Brews from good stuff. There you go. Okay, what about you, buddy?
Take Caster so he has to show up. Just to piss him off. Do it. Just do it.
I'll go Jay Habanero.
Jay Habby. I don't know. You guys are crazy. I would have put him right anyway. That's just me. All right. Last two. Going back to you, Mav.
Going for La Saint QC.
La Saint QC. Yeah, good luck having him show up.
Yeah, he's not going to show up.
Really?
It's hard to say. He might. I don't want to. I mean, he hasn't been very, very... very involved with us over in Montreal, but he does, when he shows up, he wins, so he is just an alternate. So, LeSaint QC, there you go. All right, last pick for you, buddy, and then we're going to wrap things up.
All right, sorry, everybody, for a loop, and I'll take Eichel 9.
Oh! Is he excited? Is he, like, screaming there?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm chilling right now. He's not alone.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that has wrapped up our Season 4 XOHL All-Star Series, and it looks like we've got Team New Jersey versus Team Maverick.
Not really. Yes.
No. Interesting lineup.
Jay Resnick,
I think
William
Cone-Gool. It's going to be an interesting first two games. Got quite a mix-up there. Probably going to lose the second game, Wolf with Iceman there, but whatever. I want to thank you guys for coming on. I know probably you had to pay a little bit of money to come on here, and I appreciate you guys coming on and doing this. And good luck on the weekend. And by the looks of it, there may be, well, at least the first game we're going to have somebody stream, and I don't know about the second game, but I know Holmes will be probably streaming that, so you'll be able to tune into that game. And as far as the third game, if there is one, according to Maverick, we might see that one up and streamed as well. So, congratulations to you both. I think you guys built a hell of a team. It'll be interesting to see how things turn out. And good luck, boys.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Yep. Any trash talking before you want to go? Or, like, I mean, Mav already threw a shot over the bow. He's gone now, so you can talk all you want now, Direwolf.
I think I got the first game in the bag. Second game, you might be right. I might lose that one, but the third game, I'm going to beat him again.
Well, a little bit of chemistry already. But yeah, I tell you, we played that Manolis and Quasar and Dahmer last night, and that's a tough line to beat. I'm not gonna lie. So I'll admit it. I Dahmer coned me, and I got coned, and I actually was quite mesmerized by the movie he made. So I'll throw it out there, give you some kudos there, Dahmer. But I'm gonna try my best to make sure that doesn't happen again. But thanks for joining us, King Direwolf. And good luck tonight. I don't know if you guys are playing tonight, but if you're playing in the game tonight, but good luck tonight. And thanks for joining us. We will be back on the air. I might be on Saturday night during the All-Star Series. We'll break things down for you about how this week went, and we'll keep you up-to-dated on the score. Last year, we had Miller on here doing play-by-play, and it was like watching paint dry, so I don't think
absolutely.
I'll do that again. Yeah, so... we'll keep you informed of the series and the score, but we'll do our regular show on Saturday night and give you guys a breakdown of how the week went. Me and Ike will be here, and, of course, hopefully Cass will be able to. We'll break down things and how the week went, because you know what, guys? Next week, trade deadline, it's going to get interesting, because now the team's playoffs have begun, in my opinion, and the race is on. Every win counts and every loss counts. So good luck to you guys on the ice. Thanks for tuning in to the All-Star Draft Show. Games are going to get underway in about 10 minutes. Eichel, what's your record this week before we continue on?
4-2, I think.
4-2.
4-2? So you
yeah.
could make it 6-2 this week? You
yeah.
think you got him in the bag or what?
They got to go out and perform. I never call a game. I've done that before and doesn't work out.
Grant reform. Let's have a look and see where you guys sit in the standings thing. You're still sitting in that bottom half. You've gained quite a lead on Chicago, though,
played.
But you are just clipping the Dallas Stars right now. Just clipping them. So if you guys keep playing the way you're playing, and you know, it's going to be tough if they keep playing well as well. And Toronto's playing well, too. They put a couple of beatings into Nashville this week, so it's going to be tight. Those last four spots, it's going to be a tight race, and I'm looking forward to it. Just King Dyro, give you a heads up. You know, just make sure you get just send a message out to the guys who are playing, and you've got your alternates there, and do the best you can, because we did have issues last year with people showing up. It is a Saturday night, but we did get the games in, and it was quite exciting when it went down. So, congrats. I hope you. I'm probably going to put I don't know who might put my money in this series, but I think it'll be a pretty I think Mav is wrong. It's probably going to go three games in my opinion. So thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you all on Saturday night. Good luck in the games tonight. Remember, owners, get your release request in tonight. There is deadlines, and get that shit done tonight. Don't forget about all.
Is there anything else going on besides the All-Star Series this weekend, or is it just the series?
Well, there was talk. My time is limited, so I was only able to host the All-Star Series. I believe there is rumor that a couple of other BODs might be hosting a goalie competition of some sort. So I'm not sure what's the situation there, but they were thinking about that. It's a goalie competition. So for anybody who's a prospective goalie and thinks they can handle things between the pipes, keep your eyes peeled. The shootout challenge will not happen this season, basically, because no one ever shows up for it. So I didn't feel like wasting my time and your time with it. So, but this year we were going to try to replace place with something a little bit different with a goaltending challenge. So keep your eyes peeled for that, because I know a couple of the BODs have been working on that. You may see that on the Thursday or Friday night, or possibly Saturday afternoon. So keep an eye on that. Okay? Thanks for calling in, guys, and good luck. I recognize that area code.
Uh-huh.
506. 506, yo-yo.
Shout out to Caster.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. period. Where players dash, will skate the flash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins,